There's further confirmation today of the potential medical magic of an unlikely parasite, the hookworm. Scientists have known for some time that the worm can help guard against asthma. Now research suggests it could help victims of celiac disease. But some potential patients are unnerved by the notion of a hookworm burrowing through their skin to heal them, as Annie Guest reports.
For the 250,000 or so Australians affected by celiac disease, life can be very difficult, with problems ranging from chronic diarrhoea to an increased likelihood of developing cancer. But news that a potential cure could involve hookworms is hard for some to stomach.
When I first heard about the study, I just thought, hookworm? There is no way I want anything to do with that.
But after learning more, celiac sufferer Kathy DiBella says she'd be the first to line up for such therapy if it defeated her life-altering autoimmune disease.
It makes everyday living a bit of a challenge at times. You have to plan everything. You can't just say, I'll go out for breakfast. You have to know that where you're going will be actually able to cater for you. Lunch isn't just a sandwich like everybody else has. You have to have gluten-free bread. You have to know that where you're going, they're not going to contaminate you with anything.
And what is it like when you haven't been able to have the correct diet and you have taken in gluten or too much gluten?
With me, I get very, very tired and lethargic. Some people have violent vomiting or diarrhoea. Some people feel as though their head's in a fog.
But Brisbane gastroenterologist Dr. James Davison is confident it's only a matter of time before there's therapy to treat such suffering. He's been involved in a trial where 20 people with celiac disease were deliberately infected with hookworm, a parasite disappearing from wealthy Western cultures because of a heavy emphasis on cleanliness.
We found patients who had hookworms on board did very well in terms of their sensitivity to gluten exposure.
And why do you think that was?
We think that the parasites alter the immune system in the body. We think they're supposed to be there. They enter through the skin and end up in the small bowel, and that transit is protected. And we think we've co-evolved with them over millions of years and now have a synergistic relationship with them. And by removing them, which we've done over the last 2 to 3 generations, we've increased our risk of autoimmune diseases.
Now, this is not new, is it? We've known for almost a decade that people who have hookworms have some protection against other diseases such as asthma. Is there a common thread?
Yes. I mean, asthma, multiple sclerosis, there's quite a few diseases that have an autoimmune basis, of which we think celiac disease is one.
There are 500 million hookworms, but in his research, Dr. Davison used only one of two that it's believed are meant to be in the body.
The body seems to want to get them to the small bowel, which is in line with what we're saying, that these parasites work synergistically with our immune system.
I understand that one of the biggest problems involved with hookworm is the threat of anemia from the worm sucking blood from the person. Just how much of a risk is it that you could cause problems like that through this work?
I think it's very low. Hookworms probably consume 1 unit of blood every 3 years in otherwise healthy individuals.
More patients will take part in the study next week, but it's expected to be many years before hookworms become an accepted treatment for autoimmune illnesses like celiac disease.
Annie Guest reporting, and our apologies to those of you listening to this while you eat your lunch.